This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hinnon, 550 K-Fire. Glad you're locked in. AM 1100, the flag, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley. 550 K-Fire, our mothership. Voice of the Northern Plains, KTGO, Boumandou, Tioga, Stanley, Watford City, Williston. 1090 on your radio dial. Of course, Dickinson and the Western Edge, 1460 KLTC. Thank you so much for listening. Brought to you this hour by B-Mobile, home of Hum by Verizon, the perfect tool to make your car smarter and safer. If you have a youngster getting their license, all this equipment, the activation fee, 3 months of service is yours as a little thank you bill credit, as a matter of fact. So. And we're talking about roadside assistance and diagnostics and maintenance reminders and vehicle locators, hands-free Bluetooth calling. That's what you get from the region's largest premium retailer for Verizon Wireless, the name you know and trust for America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network. And they're everywhere, all throughout North Dakota, Minnesota, too. Find a location near you at bmobile.com. Connect to communicate at bmobile, your Verizon Wireless premium retailer. All right, let me finish up with Gary, and we have other callers waiting as well. Al Jager, Secretary of State, joining us on some of your questions related to the protesters voting and voter ID. So lots to do. Sheriff Kyle Kirkmeyer at the bottom of the hour, Morton County Sheriff, for the latest on the response to the Dakota Access Pipeline. So, Gary, I didn't want to cut you off there. It sounded like you had some more to say about some of your thoughts and what you're seeing as you drive by the protest location there.
Oh, yeah, like the company that's putting the water line in, they're staying at the casino. And they said a lot of the protesters are staying at the casino at $150 a night, so that's probably where your paid agitators are. Because then when I go by the job site the other morning, or that protest site, the few people I've seen out there look like they're ready to go ice fishing. You can only see their eyeballs. They have snowmobile suits on and everything. So I don't know how they're going to ride off the winter in those conditions later on. They can't do it now.
Well, by the way, why do you think these people are wearing masks when they go to the various protest activities?
Oh, they're probably the protesters. I mean, the paid agitators, maybe. But the ones I just seen out there the other morning was just that they were playing cold. They had little fires going, but they just had snow. But they're cold. It was cold all yesterday.
Yeah, they're cold in October. They don't know cold, right? Yeah.
The way they're looking now, they're dressed like that. I don't think you're going to make the winter. The agitators stay in the motel. Well, yeah, they can say we're going to be here for the winter because they're getting up in the morning, having a nice shower and breakfast, and going out, cause a little trouble, and go home at night.
Yeah, I'm also going to ask the sheriff about folks that are bringing products down there. I understand there's been regular shipments from Lowe's, and I can't imagine Lowe's as a company is in the business of not taking the advice of states they do business in. But when you have the lieutenant governor, as we've had several times on this program, Drew Wrigley, say you can't lawfully support a unlawful protest, don't bring supplies. You can't, and concrete and lumber and all these shipments are going down there from Lowe's. Does the left hand know what the right hand's doing at the company? I don't know, but I'm going to ask the sheriff about that too. Gary, good insight, and I also appreciate your take on chatting with people around the state who are not paying attention. I agree with you. I think, you know, Fargo sometimes can be another country compared to the rest of North Dakota.
I've been down to Williston, Dickinson, Bismarck, Devil's Lake the other day. I've asked all over the state because I haul pipes 5 times a week all over the state. And I asked everybody just to get their opinion. People don't care. And if people don't care, I can't be going to come out. 90% of the people in your state do not care. No ripple isn't going to come out. The few people that have never been there, and if they don't, if nobody's screaming at them, they're going to lay low. And high camp is going to be stupid to come out and say, and put a foot in their mouth or anything else if 90% of the people in the state don't care at election time.
Well, I appreciate your call, Gary, by the way. Thank you. Please call again. Great insight. I think of the mainstream media coverage on this, and I don't think it's risen to the level of appropriately explaining what's happening is the problem. And people are sort of checked out. I don't know. I mean, as I often joke, a lot of Fargo thinks Castleton is Western North Dakota, right? So there is just that, where it's just out of sight, out of mind. But you're talking about, you know, everywhere in the state. I think that's a failure of the media, because sadly, when they are going to pay attention is when one of our good law enforcement officers are taken down, which some of these people are gunning to do. Denise emails, while I agree with all the issues the Farm Bureau outlined in that letter, I believe it is not our local and state leaders' fault that this has snowballed. The president and the feds created a huge mess by overstepping the rule of law and hamstrung our local and state officials. I agree with one of your last callers. The North Dakota citizens are ready to show their support for the pipeline being finished and blocking protesters from causing more damage. Catherine in Mandan. Thank you, Denise. Appreciate the letter. And Catherine, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Well, thank you very much. And I definitely agree that there are not enough North Dakotans who are paying attention to what goes on and how this is, we're in the situation we are now. But I think this goes much broader than this particular pipeline and goes to the very severe impacts that Western North Dakota is facing from the oil field and the industrialization that's going on there. The thousands of spills that occur on an extraordinarily regular basis, the illegally dumped radioactive material that is...
Okay. Can we just stop there? Let's start with extraordinarily amount of spills. When you talk about that level of lumber, where are you talking about that happening, the spills?
So you can go on the Department of Health website, and you can view contained and uncontained spills that have occurred in the oil field area, what's known as the Bakken now in North Dakota, over the past 9 years or so. And you can see that there are literally thousands of spills that have occurred. And where is the public outcry to this?
Well, but Catherine, Catherine, you're using a trait that the green extremists use of acting as though you know, thousands of spills and this is a horrible, awful, terrible situation. When in fact, are you aware of what the threshold is on reporting a spill?
No, I'm not.
All right, well, start there, and then let's have this conversation another day, okay? Let me know. Define a spill for me. As it's pertained in the report you're talking about. This is not a problem. When there is a problem, they are dealt with. But that's how the green extremists work. Appreciate the call. Nick on the road, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hi, Nick. What's up?
Good. I guess what I was thinking is, what's going to happen when one of these farmers takes it into their own hands and takes down one of these protesters or something?
Well, I mean, if I'm a rancher and I've got people coming onto my property illegally trespassing with weapons, jumping into pickups of mine, trying to harass my family, stopping school buses from getting into my yard, I'm going to defend my family. So when you say take it into your own hands, I mean, if they're being attacked, they're going to defend themselves. And I think that's one of the reasons this situation needs to end sooner rather than later. I agree with you.
Yeah, this is going to start like a... It's going to start a war out there, and then they're already undermanned now. What's going to, you know, what's just going to happen after that? You know,
it's a concern. It's a legitimate concern. We heard from ranchers down there that say, you won't believe this, but most of us don't carry normally. We are now, right? Because we need to. We need to protect our families. They're being harassed, something terrible. So you're on to something, Nick. Appreciate it. Another caller from Washburn. What's on your mind today?
Yes, Standing Rock is a sovereign nation, right? Or so they call. So they invaded the United States. They moved over onto Martin County, which is out of the sovereign nation. Therefore, we should declare war on them. What we should do is block off all roads. Don't let any gasoline get into any food, nothing. And block all these roads to the Standing Rock Reservation until they learn to get up and get out of here. That's the way I see it. And then they're always talking about the people, company ruining their sacred burial grounds. They do not realize what their parents, grandparents, great-grandparents did 67 years ago, before the Indians could buy liquor legally. they would always find somebody that would get them liquor. And where did they go? Out to the cemetery north of Solon. And they'd sit out there and they'd throw out their garbage and crap in the cemetery, urinate all over on people's graves. And I don't think that is very nice of them either for sacred burial grounds.
Yeah, I think sadly the sacred burial grounds and artifacts situation is being used again for green extremists basis, not for historical reference. This, you know, there's a pipeline on that track 30 years ago from the Northern Border Pipeline. So you're right in that regard for sure. Appreciate the call from Washburn today. All right, take a quick break. Come back with more. Al Jager, the Attorney General, answering questions you've asked about these people that have come here from all across the country. And by the way, I think the number is 85% of all the arrests are from people from somewhere else. All right, and they're camping here. Can they vote here? We'll ask the Secretary of State that question when we come back. Sheriff Kirkmeyer at the bottom of the hour, too, on What's on Your Mind. Don't touch that dial.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
An update from Polar Service Center. They're looking for a service manager to run their Williston location. The applicant must have at least 3 years' experience, tank and management experience. Call Gary Myers now at Polar Service Center, 701-495-3592. They're also looking for experienced parts counter specialists at both their Kildare and Williston, North Dakota locations. Polar Service Center offers competitive pay, great medical benefits, including 401k with match. To apply, call Gary at 701-495-3592. 701-495-3592.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include exceptional land auctions in the following North Dakota counties: McKenzie, Botineau, Pierce, Mercer, Morton, Dunn, Golden Valley, Stark, Grant, Adams, Kidder, McIntosh, and Benson counties. And in Minnesota, Clay and Polk counties. Call Pfeiffer's today to get your free Pfeiffer's Fall Catalog, 877-700-4099, or view all of these incredible land auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Nowadays, a landline is an unnecessary expense, but I want to keep my number in the phone book, and I want my friends and family to be able to connect with me and my wife wherever we are. Our home number is precious to us. With OurOldNumber.com, we get to keep our home number, and we can be reached whether we're here or in Arizona for the winter. What a great solution for us. Our home number follows us, and we save money too. OurOldNumber.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I couldn't do what I do here on the radio without getting a decent night's sleep. And I've had my issues with sleep before where, I can run off the rails pretty quick if I don't get enough sleep. I've corrected that with the help of MyPillow. And Mike Lindell, who is an Iowan that moved to Minnesota and has been to North Dakota many times. So he's one of us. He's a Northern Plains kind of guy. And used to sell all kinds of stuff at different fairs, including the North Dakota State Fair. And kept bumping into people that wanted a decent pillow. And so really put the time into to find the best products and, you know, get that literally patented. And, you know, it has a patent for that interlocking fill, which means basically it adjusts to any sleep position. But it's also machine washable and dryable. It is non-allergenic. It stays cool. So the material, you know, make sure it's cool always, no tossing and turning. 10-year warranty that will never go flat on you. And how's that? And we have an incredible deal. The four-pack special, $99.98. So you get the best premium offer ever. Four-pack premium special, only $99.98. You receive two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, a savings of $179. If you use the promo code SCOTT when you go to MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. Manny tells me that Catherine felt like she got cut off and wanted to talk more. And we had a full bank of calls, so I might have sounded rude and like I was moving on. I was trying to, say, hey, check out that information on what is the minimum level for a report of a spill, and then let's have a civil conversation. I honestly would like to have a conversation with Catherine, so on another day, open Manny, if she calls again, let's make room to have that conversation, but hopefully we can then do that armed with facts rather than sort of the stuff that they tell you to call radio talk show hosts and say, you know. As we call in the business seminar callers, we kind of are programmed to know when that's there, and that's what she sounded like. But that doesn't mean I wouldn't want to have a conversation with her. I really would, because I think some other people will see that and hear this number about how many spills are and think, oh, my gosh. Well, not every spill's alike. The vast majority of them are minute and are cleaned up and mean no harm. I actually think we report too many of them. It's almost like, you know, if you, 5-gallon gas spills when I'm trying to get the mower filled up, I got to report it to the Department of Health. You know, come on.
I'd also like to make clear, too, Scott, that when someone calls back in and I tell them one call per show, it's not some sort of hidden agenda to shut that person up or anything like that. That's how it works around here with talk radio.
We just get a lot of calls.
Let other callers get in.
Yeah, and we don't get to all the calls every day. We don't get to all the texts. We don't get to all the emails. So if I sound jumpy, it's because I'm looking at the people behind you that want to talk. So I apologize. I really do. But, Catherine, I want to have that conversation. Let's just find out what the threshold for a spill is and then talk about how many of them are spills we ought to legitimately be concerned about and then what's done on that. Because I think maybe you'd learn something, maybe I'd learn something. So we'll do it another day. Al Jager is the Secretary of State of North Dakota. He's back with us on What's on Your Mind to answer a couple of questions that have come up from our audience. Al, how are you?
I'm doing well this morning.
Thank you for joining us. We appreciate it. A question we have heard repeatedly is, will the protesters be allowed to vote? In other words, if I come here, 85% of the arrests so far have been people from out of state, so we assume there's a vast majority of these protesters are from somewhere else. They set up a teepee or a tent, and they camp. Can they vote if they've been here 30 days?
Well, North Dakota law says you have to be of 18 years of age, you have to be a United States citizen, and you have to have lived in your at your residence at least 30 days prior to the election. And under North Dakota law, there's four acceptable forms of identification that can be used. However, because of the federal judge's injunction, we are required to have what is called a fail-safe system. And so under that particular provision, there is an affidavit that is available to all voters statewide that they can complete. And on that, under penalty and of law, they are verifying that they meet those particular qualifications. And if they sign that and provide an address and a birth date and an address, we have no choice but, they're going to be given a ballot. And so whether that applies there or any place in the state, that is what we have to do. We have to provide the affidavit, and if they do complete it, with the understanding that if it is subsequently found out to be an invalid address or invalid information, they're subject to penalty.
An address could be a campsite?
It possibly could be, yes.
So that seems ripe for the potential to abuse it. you know, to come in and influence elections, move even from one county to another for 30 days just to be able to do it and say, I'm camping, and I want to vote there. One texter says, how can they prove they've been here 30 days?
Well, I understand what you're saying. You know, it is what we have to do. We have to provide the fail-safe, and if they sign it, you know, that's what the poll workers are going to have to do on election day. And so well, hopefully that people will not take advantage of that, and really that only true North Dakota residents who do not have one of the four acceptable forms of identification will utilize it. But there could be others that might want to take advantage of our system. But that is what we have to provide to the voters under the ruling by the federal court.
And the affidavit takes care of the proving they've been here 30 days. They're essentially vouching under penalty of law they've been here 30 days by that affidavit.
That's right.
Yeah. So.
And there is a penalty to that that's associated with that. It can be kind of a severe penalty. I believe, if I remember correctly, it can be up to a couple $1,000s penalty. And so with the affidavits, we will be gathering them all. And we will be following up after the election to ascertain if there's any that have been submitted that are not true.
Another question from a texter. How do you know they're not just making up a name?
Well, we don't. That'll be the follow-up. The follow-up will be where you know, we're going to be determining if this isn't a real individual. And if it's you know, discovered that it isn't, I'm not quite sure what our recourse will be, but that'll have to be something that we'll refer to the appropriate law officials. I don't have the authority to prosecute, so it'll be referred to those particular state's attorneys in those counties where we have any suspicion where there might be something that is improper.
And one last quick question, Al. This is out of your bailiwick because it's DOT, but are they not also required, if they are a resident of the state after 30 days, to have license and registration changed to North Dakota?
That I really can't answer. You know, those type of questions came up, you know, during the boom when you have people in from, you know, in man camps and all of that, you know, that are here for work and they're not changing their plates on their vehicles. I really am not familiar enough with those particular provisions to.
Sure. We'll ask the folks at DOT about that too. And of course, your voter ID law, which I think made perfect sense, was you know, solves a lot of these hassles. But of course, the court's challenging that, so we know that's an issue too. Thanks, Al. Appreciate the update very much. Al Jaeger, our Secretary of State on What's on Your Mind. Sheriff Kyle Kirkmeyer. When we come back after a short timeout, don't go away.
What's on Your Mind Radio.com.
Look at the calendar, and you know we have less and less sunlight every day. So what sunshine we do have, why not enjoy it and bring it into your home with a sunroom from Four Seasons Sunroom, the largest manufacturer of sunrooms. The nice thing about a sunroom is it's the one true investment you can make to your home that adds livable square feet to your home. You have more room to live in, and it's beautiful. All glass room, that sun is just coming in. Could be a living room, a bedroom, a wonderful addition of any kind to your home. A lot of glass to choose from, 19 different styles, and it's not a six-month construction project. You literally can have it done in about a week. And it's added value to your home. Four Seasons Sunroom has been doing this in North Dakota since 1992. Give me another thing you can buy that'll be worth more in 10 years than it is today. Tell them Scott sent you and you'll receive a $3,700 heating and cooling system free and special financing too. Call this number, 701-793-0710. 793-0710 for a free in-home estimate.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
On your mind. Morton County Sheriff Kyle Kirkminer joining us in just a moment. Texter, in response to our conversation with Al Jager, the Secretary of State, says, really? Did he just say, hopefully they won't abuse it? This is how Democrats get away with voter fraud. Unbelievable. Yeah, I think something needs to be done here, because even if they manage this particular situation with the election, that would really, if you can come in and camp and be here for 30 days and then go vote legally, tell me that wouldn't be abused, right? So there's something wrong there. I completely agree. But Al Jager's job is to enforce the laws the legislature passes. So he can't just say, oh, we're going to do it a different way. But something needs to be done. Anyway, back on What's on Your Mind. And we are joined now by the Sheriff of Morton County, Kyle Kirkmeyer. Sheriff Kirkmeyer, nice to have you back.
Thank you. Thanks for the invite.
So I'm going to take yesterday's announcement as good news that your fellow sheriffs from around the country, in this case the Western Sheriffs Alliance, here to say they're standing with you shoulder to shoulder. Does that mean that your numbers will swell, that you'll have increased officers and some relief for some of the local law enforcement officials you're using now?
Well, it's all in the process that's been ongoing. You know, there's obviously a lot of stress on a lot of departments, you know, throughout North Dakota as we continue this effort to, on public safety and to keep everybody safe. But those are options that we are looking at in the Western, it's basically the National Sheriff's Association along with, and in part of that, the National Sheriff's Association is the Western Sheriff's Association where Sheriff Danny Glick is from. And he just basically provided his support for anything manpower related that we need in this area.
You know, people are growing frustrated. I'm sure you're hearing from your constituents in Morton County, and you know, people watching this are really, you know, upset. They want more done. And one theme I hear is just go arrest them all. I mean, if they trespass, arrest every one of them, right? If they block a road, arrest every one of them. Do you have the manpower to do that?
No, we don't, and that's why we look at each situation as it comes along, and what we can do about it to maintain the public safety. And you know, manpower is an issue, but we're working to solve that problem.
I think the other thing that maybe people don't realize is, you know, if you don't follow this closely, you don't see the separation between what I would say is well-meaning local folks who have bought into this Earth Justice movement that Chairman Archambault has pretty much thrown the keys to as far as the leadership of Standing Rock, that are a very radical green extremist group that, you just look at their website, and, you know, they want to end all fossil fuel use. They've made this a profession. And so some people, you know, are you know, in that camp of politically, ideologically, but don't mean anybody any harm. Then there is a, and I want to know a number from you, but I've heard 300 to 500, you know, level of group of bad actors, of really, I mean, bad elements. I mean, for one, by my take, you've got 96 individuals that have been arrested for illegal protest activities, and 82 of them are from out of state. I mean, are these, in your mind, paid rioters that are taking over the state, the community?
No, you're exactly correct on what's occurring. Is that I believe a lot of the people that live here in the Standing Rock community doesn't support what is going on with these outside agitators that have come in, and they're professional, known as, you know, professional protesters that want to come in here and just rile things up. But what everybody has to understand here, once this is all said and done, Standing Rock and we are still here and want to be united together, and the other protesters are going to leave, and we got to make sure that we have our working relationship, and that stays very cohesive through this whole thing.
Do the locals, you know, the folks from Standing Rock, do they recognize that there are bad elements to this? And do they recognize that what it looks like to me is they're essentially providing a cocoon for them?
Yes, there's definitely some issues as we go on here, and we're trying to, as into the discussions, to be able to you know, to make sure that the people that want to do this correctly follow the courts, follow the rule of law, that you know, that do the protesting is not an issue with. But as we go along here, there's definitely some people that don't have that same outlook.
What are the numbers? What are the total numbers of folks that are part of this at the encampment, do you believe?
Well, the total numbers kind of vary from the camp, but, you know, it kind of picks up on a weekend, gets a little less during the week. But anywhere from that you know, 2,000 to 2,500 has been a pretty common number that's been around the area.
I've heard the number 6,000 thrown out. Is that just a wild estimate from somebody, or has it ever swelled to that high a number?
I don't believe it ever has. That maybe come around that the powwow time, but I don't believe that the number in the camp has been that large.
And then of that number, of that 2,000 to 2,500, is it 300 to 500 that are in that professional, you know, the criminal element, if you will, that are the ones that are the most concerning to you and other law enforcement?
That's probably a good possibility, you know, that 200, 250 range, something like that, that most of these people that, you know, the last couple of days on the protests that they've been trying to do west of St. Anthony that has been out of that 20-mile area, most of them, you know, the vehicles are not from North Dakota. They're from every other state around here, and very few are from our North Dakota vehicles.
Yeah, I've got a photo I'm going to put up on Facebook here in a bit. It is in the northern rioter camp. It's a Palestinian flag. Are you at all worried about terrorist elements infiltrating Martin County?
Well, we're, you know, as our information comes in, and obviously we take all the threats and that type of thing serious. So we're looking at all the information that we get to make sure that we can maintain, you know, public safety as we move through this issue.
And I also heard about a woman arrested in Burley County recently. I think it was a week ago, yesterday, with meth and meth paraphernalia associated with the protest. I mean, are there protesters? Is this common, bringing meth into the region beyond the protest area itself?
Yeah, that's from the indications we've been seeing, you know, from traffic stops that are occurring out there. We have, obviously, weapons have been involved and you know, in vehicles. We've had alcohol-related violations. We've had drug-related and drug
We also had some calls about seeing trucks from Lowe's bringing things down there. I was making some calls yesterday, and I heard, well, Drew Wrigley, the lieutenant governor, was on Monday. He talked about concrete, lumber going down, but I heard appliances were being delivered from Lowe's down to the encampment, and so some indication that maybe there's some efforts to build, you know, for the winter or some sort of infrastructure on the sites. Some other items that maybe could be used for some of the protest activities or the rioting or you know, whatever. I know that Drew Wrigley said to us, you can't legally help an illegal protest. Is there anything being done to number one, let the companies know you can't do that? And do you believe that they are fortifying to be here for the winter?
Well, I do believe there are definitely some individuals that that want to stay for the winter, and the difference is we are giving the Corps all the information that you know, what's going on in the camps. If they're obviously they can't build, you know, permanent structures and stuff on Corps land, but a lot of this building material and this type of thing that Lowell's has been delivered, and some other I guess companies, as far as that goes, have been delivered up onto the reservation and to the sacred stone site. So they could build structures up in that area.
All right. So it's lawful to deliver on the on tribal land, just not on the encampment land.
Correct.
Where's people getting money for appliances to be delivered to a campsite? I mean, has there been? Are we following the money? Have we done a forensic look at where this money is coming from? I mean, I know Democracy Now! Is down there making videos right now. Democracy Now! Is the George Soros group, for instance, and been behind the Ferguson riots and that. I mean, Tom Steyer is another famous name doing this. Do we know where this money is coming from to fund the lawlessness in Morton County?
Well, a lot of this is, you know, from the GoFundMe accounts that have been occurring. If you can, you know, they're on social networking, go look at them and who's controlling those. And and as far as Morton County and what we're looking at, and also some assistance from the federal side, we are definitely looking at that money and where it's coming from.
Oh, it's really, you know, unbelievable. And I know GoFundMe, you can't do illegal things with money you raise on GoFundMe. So I hope somebody's telling them that, you know, the amount of arrests that have been happening and everything else. Because I saw that the Sacred Stone Camp was up to, their goal was $1 million, and they were at like $800,000, but they don't get the money until they raise the goal. And they won't get the money if it's known that it's illegal activity. Text from a question. From a listener, rather, saying, isn't it true the pipeline is a legal undertaking?
That it's legal?
Yeah.
Correct, yeah. The whole thing has been approved and legal, and it's been held up in the courts. That's the issue, where the pipeline is coming in here doing legal work, and they have the right to do that just as well as anybody else has the right to work.
I mean, that's really what's at stake here, isn't it? I mean, as the sheriff of Morton County, the man in charge of law and order, you got a legally, you know, approved project here, a legal undertaking, a legal entity that is being prevented from doing its job. And whether that's the federal government or a bunch of thug protesters, it needs to be stopped, right?
Correct. I mean, they've been through the process, you know, and through this, as it's all been talked about, as I mentioned before, too, this is through the court process. We are going with, you know, what the federal judges are ruling and what their, you know, what the injunction and that type of thing, what they put out. But this is true. You know, it's all been legal up to this point. It's not that, you know, law enforcement is supporting the pipeline. We're supporting the law.
Short break, back with more with Sheriff Kyle Kirkmeyer after this. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using Mobile Check Deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt Denuser of Marion. Soybean cyst nematodes, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, knocking off soybean yields and causing major hidden crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms show. However, SCN is manageable with variety selection, crop rotation, and seed treatments, but it starts with detection. And North Dakota Soybean Council is sponsoring an SCN soil testing program again in 2016 free of charge. The program will be coordinated through the NDSU Cooperative Extension Service. 2,000 SCN soil sample bags are available at NDSU County Extension offices. Contact your local county extension agent for more information.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
On What's On Your Mind Today by PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Stop and see them and have maybe that 4 for $4 deal, a hot stuff personal pan pizza, 20-ounce drink, two cookies, and they're great cookies. Four items for $4 every day. You'll find no better deal anywhere at PetroServe USA. Bismarck, Mandan, and also as you head east on 94, you find them in Valley City and Castleton and Arthur and, of course, West Fargo, Fargo, Moorhead, Dilworth, up in Minnesota, Bemidji. They're in Grafton now, too, down in Wahpeton, at Wahpeton as well, helping America feel better. Our final few minutes here with the Sheriff Kyle Kirkmeyer, Morton County. Questions or comments, welcome for him. 800-228-0550 on the program. Jerry emails, I recently had a friend tell about when he was called up when he was a member of the North Dakota National Guard. Governor William Guy called up 500 troops to quell the riot and problems in Zap, North Dakota. Until now, that's the only time the North Dakota National Guard had been called up for law enforcement. Is it time to do the same thing now? Call up the Guard to protect the citizens' interest against the terrorists now on North Dakota soil. Sheriff, do you need more reinforcements, and could you use more Guard in a law enforcement capacity?
Right now, you know, that is a, you know, the governor's decision on how he wants to activate the Guard. And they want to keep the Guard in a support role at this location because a lot of them are not, you know, trained law enforcement officers, but they can help in a support role.
What I worry about is, you know, it's not a quiet time in Morton County without this, you know, infiltration of folks from all over the world trying to protest. And same thing with our highway patrol. It's a busy state. And limited amount of troopers.
We had nothing to do before all this started occurring.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm thinking, well, what's being left behind because of what you're having to do and what's being caused by all of this? And that sort of is an argument, I guess, for one, what you announced yesterday, more reinforcements from your fellow sheriff's offices across the country, but also, you know, isn't that what the National Guard is for in times of, you know, times of additional law enforcement need, albeit rare? I mean, if you were governor, would you put more troops on the ground from the Guard in this situation?
Well, you know, I don't know, you know, all the decisions that are on, you know, that the governor has with that. But my point is that I need additional manpower on the ground to make sure that we keep public safety in check. You know, the Guard has always been called up before, but it's been used for floods and things of that nature, but not for civil disturbance other than way back in the zip to zap.
Another texter says, so if you're going to break the law, make sure you bring some buddies along with you and the police will be more likely to let it slide. Nice example for law enforcement to set. I think reference to my question on, you know, why not just arrest all of them and you don't have the manpower to do it. That's as much about the safety of your men as anything, as your deputies, right?
That is correct, yep. Then we're, you know, we can do some following up. You know, we don't necessarily have to arrest everybody there with the way the law is. We can, you know, get the reports, the officers can do affidavits, so we can get warrants on individuals and on that type of thing. So arresting them right on the spot isn't the only option that we have.
Texter said, I heard there was a biker gang here, Red Rum, known for, notorious for murder. Are you aware of that particular biker gang?
Yes, and we do have that information.
They are here?
They were here. But for information we have, they are no longer here.
Also, there was a hit and run in Mandan last night. There's a connection to the protest and encampment as well to that, right?
Correct. We're we did have a when we're following up. Obviously, this is still ongoing on part of it, but there was a hit and run crash that happened in Mandan with minor injuries with a stolen vehicle that from Bismarck. The vehicle went south on Highway 6, and then BIA also clocked the vehicle doing on radar with 113 miles an hour down in that area. Eventually, the vehicle ended up at the camp.
There you go, folks. It's spilling to other areas. This is you know, the element that is going to go other places is going to continue to get worse, no doubt about it. By the way, there is a... something I've seen on Facebook about a rally at the Morton County Law Enforcement Center this afternoon at 2:15 in Mandan that is to show support for law enforcement. So, folks, please get there. That's a really neat thing. Lord knows there's been enough protests there. There have been enough disruptions there. And this is an opportunity to say thank you to the policemen and women from all around the state, the deputies from all around the state, the highway patrol from all around the state, and certainly the folks that have been, you know, at ground zero of managing the situation from day one. Guard and police and sheriff's office, can't say enough about them. Highway patrol as well, doing a great job. 2:15 today, Morton County Law Enforcement Center. And Sheriff, seriously, to you and to all your deputies, we know this is a challenging time. We appreciate your leadership and know you remain in our thoughts and prayers for this to come to a safe and swift resolution as quickly as possible, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate your thoughts.
Absolutely. And I tell you, it's just a very frustrating time. There's no doubt about it. We know what you're going through. Thank you, Sheriff. Thanks for the time. We'll do it again soon.
Dave, thank you.
Oh, my goodness. A lot of those questions have sort of been piling up here from all of you, and every single one of them essentially confirming our worst concerns. Palestinian flags and terrorists and bad elements and fortifying for the winter and following the money to George Soros and biker gangs. Folks, we got a four-alarm fire here. Pray for a swift and safe resolution. God bless you.
What I love about bull hunting is the challenge, the physical challenge, the mental challenge. I love the fact that it's not easy. 12 years it took me to shoot a trophy whitetail buck. That's what I breathe, eat, sleep, bow hunting. When I'm working with a customer, I want my passion to rub off on them. I am Brandon Carlson, and I'm one of the archery experts at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
Hey folks, Scott Hannon here from What's On Your Mind. Looking forward to the 10th annual Great Plains Empower North Dakota Energy Conference, Tuesday, October 11th at the Bismarck State College. Register now at energynd.com/events. Registration $95 through October 6th. You'll hear from officials of IHS Energy, the Pew Charitable Trust, and MISO Energy too. Platinum sponsors include Elite and Elite Companies, ConocoPhillips, Next Era Energy Resources, Geronimo Energy, Whiting and Tesoro. Register now at energynd.com/events. Click on the 2016 event button for more details.
Hi, I'm Dr. Craig Samet from Anthem. Did you know that premature birth is the number one cause of death of babies? That's why the Anthem Foundation is working with the March of Dimes to fight to end premature birth and birth defects. But you can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together, we can help save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month, get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.